it's now accepted that rail has a huge role to play as an economic driver in terms of bringing about balanced regional development. And in addition, I suppose it delivers social benefits by improving social inclusion, improving accessibility and mobility, and making travel safer. And of course, the proposed light rail network can form part of a longer-term connection to the West on Track plan to reopen the rail line from Sligo, which would link us to Galway and on to Limerick. And of course, in this region, we clearly have no indication of how Brexit might affect us. However, support for the development of a light rail network connecting us with our northern neighbours will certainly send out the right message to the EU and the UK authorities. An investment in a light rail network can bring significant benefits, not only for Sligo and Donegal, but for the entire region.
Very often, these recommendations that go into such strategy documents remain just that, recommendations, and they don't get the funding, they don't get the traction to become hard projects. Do you believe there's any chance that could happen in this case, that this will actually go from being an aspiration to being a reality?
Well, what pleases me is the amount of cross-party support for it. Even the Minister of State for Regional Economic Development, Michael Ring, has come out very clearly supporting the creation of a light rail network through the border region. And I have to say, you know, that the fact that my motion was unanimously supported, and indeed that Sligo County Council has agreed to host a meeting of representatives of the relevant local authorities to consider ways to advance the project, is very positive. It's up now to the politicians to deliver.